Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. It's time once again for Open Streets in Lawton, the semi-annual event that promotes the community and an active lifestyle. Joining us today to talk about the latest edition of Open Streets are Tiffany Verska and Sandy Foster from the Open Streets Committee. Welcome back to both of you. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
So what's new for this edition of Open Streets?
I think some of the new things that we're going to do this year are really exciting. And one of those is we decided to theme it this year. So our theme is healthy living. And so we have the Lions Club that is going to be out there, and they're doing some health checkups. They're going to do some vision screening. We have the caring van from the health department that's going to come in and do teeth varnish.
Yes, fluoride varnish.
Right, fluoride varnishing. And then I know there's some glucose that's going on there. We also have some princesses that are going to visit with the attendees. So they're going to walk around and take pictures with anyone that wants to take a picture. And I have to tell you, I'm most excited about the smoothie bike. We've been talking about it for 5 years. I've been talking about it for 5 years. and we finally were able to do that. So.
Okay, we can't just move on from that one. What is the smoothie bike?
The smoothie bike is this awesome treasure that the committee has purchased. And as Sandy said, this was a longtime vision of hers. But basically, it promotes active, healthy living because the kids have to get on there to pedal to be able to make the smoothie. So you get on there, you do some work, you do your pedaling, and then you're rewarded with this delicious treat. So we're really excited about that.
It's called a Fender Blender. That's what I like. It's a Fender Blender.
Tell you something else that's new this year. We're going to have the People's Choice Award for the first time. So we have a lot of really dedicated organizations and volunteers and businesses that come out, and they support this twice a year when we put it on. And so this is a chance to not only do something different, but kind of say thank you. And so the folks who are attending this can go to the different booths and tables and chat with them and do their activity and whatnot. And then they can come back to the information booth that we'll be at, and they can cast their vote for their favorite booth, and whoever gets the most votes wins the People's Choice Award, and they will get a prize from us. So that's something new that we're doing, and it, like I said, it's just kind of to say thanks. We have a lot of support for this every year, and it's very appreciated because it's all on a volunteer basis.
We couldn't do it. You know, it's something that we provide to the community free. Of course, the event isn't free, so we're really lucky to have some great sponsors, and we couldn't do it without them. But it's a way for us to say thank you for coming out, spending your time, providing that activity, because, you know, they can't just come out and they can't sell anything. The only thing that's allowed to sell are our food trucks. Mm-hmm. But it's providing that information about what's available here in Lawton, our services, the organizations, just those things that make us so unique and such a wonderful community.
Keeping with that idea of community involvement and response, which groups will be at Open Streets that will be more familiar to the visitors who have been to previous events?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of the same lineup. I mean, we talked about the new stuff that we have, but we have a lot of the same lineup. We have churches and nonprofits and different businesses and organizations. We'll have the
police
bike.
Department's going to be out there again doing
their
bike rodeo.
It's so popular with the kids, so we always mention it.
It's my favorite. That's one of my favorite.
Everybody wants to come out for that. Of course, our LFD will have their smokehouse out there. We also
have a pump truck, too.
Oh, okay. So, they're bringing that one back out. Yes. Truck. And that was a hit with the kids. We did that for the first time last year, and so they got to run around and play in the water and take pictures with the firefighters, and they loved that so much. So we'll have that out there. We'll have the inflatable big obstacle course for the kids again. We'll have yoga and martial arts and all
big
kinds
game,
of
spike ball. Mm-hmm, and, yes, you know, 10 in the sky, or I know there's something called that. I know.
So we'll have kind of something for everybody, and it's just really nice to not only, as Sandy said, share some of the treasures of our community, let people know what's out there, the different services available. But a lot of people don't get down to our downtown as often as they probably should because we have a beautiful downtown. We have some really unique businesses down there, and they're a part of this. They support it. And so it's a chance to also showcase our new downtown and in the Ware District.
Briefly, let's talk logistics and remind our listeners where Open Streets will be downtown and what time it'll be happening.
Okay, it'll be from 10 to 2 on May 25th, downtown C Avenue. It'll stretch from 3rd to 5th Street. And we do have a little bit of a different layout this year just to keep things new and fresh. And so the food trucks used to be kind of on the west end. They're going to now be on the east end. We're going to just move some things around. We've condensed a lot of the booths and tables just to create that greater sense of community, get people out there active, talking to one another, promoting that fellowship in addition to the healthy living and exercise. And so we're very, very excited. Folks can park at the mall, and then there's plenty of spaces downtown. I mean, everybody knows on the weekends that they can get down there, and there's no fighting for
the
parking
businesses
usually.
Businesses that are open are really happy to have us down there. You know, they come out and promote it also. Oftentimes they're holding some of their own sidewalk sales that are going on down there. But it's, you know, downtown, it's like Tiffany says, if you've not been downtown, there's a lot of great things that are happening down there now.
Now, just as a refresher, since there are a few months between events, what is the purpose of Open Streets and what is it designed to do for the community?
What it's designed to do is to really open up the streets, remind people about being active. You know, when I was a kid, we played in the streets. You know, you always played in the streets. And then we basically built our environment for cars. You know, that we don't have sidewalks to walk on. There's not, you know, basketball hoops on every corner. So it's really designed to remind people that the streets are for playing. Physical activity can be fun, but it's also important that you get out there, and it's really important for our city that we continue working on being healthy. You know, we're one of the largest cities in Oklahoma that's been certified as a healthy community at the at level of excellence, and that's pretty exciting.
Now, just to be safe with how the weather has been, if it rains this weekend, is there a rescheduled date?
We do have a rescheduled date, and that would be the next Saturday, which is June 1st.
Okay.
Everybody knows it. We've let our vendors know it. It's on our Facebook page. We've let people know that if that's not going to. But if in fact it does, we've rescheduled for the same time, just the next Saturday.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about this particular Open Streets event?
No, nope, I think we're good to go. We just want everybody to get down there on Saturday, come play in the streets with us. If you need additional information on it, you can go to lawtonok.gov. We're always in search of additional volunteers and vendors. You know, we'll have another one coming up in the fall. And so as soon as this one's over, we'll get to planning the next one. So anyone who's interested in being a part of it in any way, please visit lawtonok.gov or give us a call at 580-581-3375.
You won't be disappointed. You need to come down and spend some time down there. It's so much fun.
All right. Tiffany Verska and Sandy Foster from the Open Streets Committee joining us today to talk about the latest edition of Open Streets, scheduled for this Saturday in downtown Lawton. Tiffany, Sandy, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.
The Open Streets event is scheduled for Saturday, May 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in downtown Lawton. The event will be held on C Avenue between 3rd and 5th Streets. For more information, visit lawtonok.gov or the event page on Facebook. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.